walking down the James Lake Road path. I stayed at the farmhouse last night. I'm still feeling really tired.
Last fall, I got a job working on a cranberry marsh called James Lake Farms.
It's a beautiful day, and the tamaracks are a rusty gold color. There's still a lot of leaves on the trees.
It's a typical October day, and I walk down to the shop to make coffee. Inside the break room, the field crew arrives in knit hats, flannels, and sweaters. We sit at our picnic tables, talking over the whir and screech of the boot dryer. We're instantly aware of our day's tasks, since the dormant red wagons are unhooked and empty, their tongues lying in the dirt near the shop. Beyond the steel hoppers, the start of what seems to be an infinite number of cranberry beds yet to be picked. The field crew finds the least damp pair of chest waders on the dry rack. We rely on simple gear and a few provisions. For me, a thermos of warm coffee. For others, peanut butter Powerballs. For me, being out here was a chance to stay in northern Wisconsin and camp with close friends. I wanted to find out what drew other laborers to the harvest. For some, it was the desire to work specifically on an organic farm. For others, it was a chance to carry them through the next seasonal job.
It started in the field, wearing the waders and pushing booms and using berry pushers to rake in the fruit, get him in the wagon.
Crew member Coyote came to work here after spending time at the local survivalist school in Three Lakes, Wisconsin.
It's a lot of fun being out there in all kinds of weather. Any kind of weather but ice and lightning. I've been out there raking in berries with snowstorm blowing.
Now Coyote works in the packing house. Many in this hardy community are willing to brave the cold and all kinds of fall Wisconsin weather and camp right here on the farm grounds. Crew member Ruthie Searles has worked here for 18 harvests.
I love those red cranberries.
And what do you have to do to be a cranberry harvester? What are the challenges?
A lot of endurance and patience. And
what's the most challenging part of the end of the season, maybe?
The ice and the snow and the cold. And leaky waders, if you have a leaky pair of waders, it's going to be a big challenge. I got lucky this year, and I've got one hole in mine so far, so I've been really lucky not to puncture mine.
We suit up and pile into trucks, carrying us to the cranberry beds. First, we work in pairs to disconnect the long metal irrigation pipes. They must be removed so the harvest can begin. We're all reaching down underneath the water and unclasping the buckle, then swaying the long pipe channels over our shoulders. We make it to the edges of the bed and then hurl them over the ditches. The water mains are then turned on and the beds begin to flood. Once the water level is high enough, we return with our one-of-a-kind picking tractors. The field crew remains in teams of two, one atop the picking tractor to adjust the turning hydraulic head. This works much like a giant comb. It can scoop up the ripe berries right off the vine without much damage to the plant. The driver is paying close attention, trying to avoid getting the machine tangled up in the vines. The other team member is sloshing through the water to guide the driver and be aware of the deep holes or edges of the bed. Other times, the crew person remains at the side of the boat with a pitchfork, quickly separating out debris, sometimes reaching in with a darting hand to safely remove a hitchhiking frog. The machine tugs along several metal boats that the crew person has to quickly wrangle, attaching them by straps, hooks, and chain links. One boat for weeds, another for fruit. We've got our hoods up against the wind and the rain as we wade through the icy water. Today is a rapid series of filling up and dumping out, hitching and unhitching. Then it's on to the next bed. By the end of the long day, the big angled hoppers will be filled with several hundred bushels of cranberries and then returned to the packaging mill house. It's been a hustle to get the cranberries into the plant, where they will be sorted and put into plastic clamshell cases. It's now getting dark on the James Lake Farms horizon. We on the field crew take off our waders and return them to the dry rack. We trudge home, back up to the path, and rest up for another day.
I've been having some hard traveling, I thought you knowed. I've
For WXPR, this is Matthew Rathauber.
I've been having some hard traveling, hard rambling, hard gambling. I've been having some hard traveling, Lord.